This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Nari Shakti has reached new heights through their hard work, courage and confidence. He urged everyone to come together to empower women by expanding opportunities. Mr. Modi was addressing the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi yesterday. Recalling the passage of the Nari Shakti Vandan Act in the new Parliament building in 2023, the Prime Minister noted that it was passed unanimously with all parties agreeing that it should be implemented by 2029 in any case.
पारित हो लेकिन लागू न हो ये सदन में किसी को मंजूर नहीं था, खास करके हमारे विपक्ष के सभी साथियों ने मुखर होकर के इस बात पर जोर डाला था कि 2029 में ये लागू होना चाहिए। 2029 की समय सीमा को ध्यान में रखते हुए हम लगातार विचार विमर्श करते रहे, मंथन करते रहे, नए नए रास्ते खोजते रहे। हमारा प्रयास है और हमारी प्राथमिकता भी है इस बार भी ये काम संवाद, सहयोग और सहभागिता से हो।
Mr. Modi remarked that the Nari Shakti Vandan Act must be implemented on time so that women's participation strengthens our democracy, for which a special session of Parliament's budget session will begin from 16th of this month. The Prime Minister said that from the freedom struggle to the decisions of the Constituent Assembly, Indian women have made immense contributions to laying the foundations of independent India. Congress, Janata Dal United and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas have issued a three-line whip to all its MPs in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha to remain present in the House and support the party stand. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu have gained further momentum as less than 10 days remain for polling. Star campaigners from various parties are holding meetings, rallies and public gatherings. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday addressed a public rally at Raniganj in Paschim Bardhaman district. He alleged that the ruling Trinamool Congress under Mamata Banerjee has not provided 600 acres of land for erection of barbed wire fencing to thwart infiltration. Mr. Shah said if voted to power, lands would be handed over to BSF. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Supreme and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee strongly criticized the BJP for deletion of names under SIR in West Bengal. Mamata Banerjee yesterday joined a public rally at Raghunathpur of Paschim Bardhaman in support of party candidates. She also addressed a public rally and held a roadshow in Bankura district. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday interacted with the party workers of Tamil Nadu under Mera Booth Sabsemas Booth Samvad through Namo App. During the interaction, Mr. Modi said that a new atmosphere is emerging among the people of Tamil Nadu and they are looking at the BJP and NDA with hope for change in the state. Supreme Court sought responses from the centre and the other authorities on a plea related to the fixation of minimum support price for agriculture produce. A bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant and Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi issued notices to the Union Government, the Directorate General of Foreign Trade and the Commission for Agricultural Costs and Prices. The plea urged that greater weight be given to state-specific cost of cultivation while determining MSP. India-France Foreign Office consultations was held yesterday in Paris, which was co-chaired by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and Secretary General of the French Ministry for Europe and Foreign Affairs, Mr. Martin Breens. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that during the meeting, both sides undertook a comprehensive review of the progress made in the various facets of the bilateral relationship, especially in the context of the elevation of ties to special global strategic partnership. It said that the two sides also reviewed key deliverables, including the India-France year of innovation, cooperation on economic security, and the goal of doubling bilateral trade, especially in light of conclusion of negotiations of the India-EU free trade agreement. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad last night. Batting first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted a total of 216 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Rajasthan Royals was bowled out for 159 in 19 overs. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.